Hey, our next guest, I wonder what he, where he's the best sporting venue, he's had his best and worst meal. Richie Cowan. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Bulldog. Well, obviously, the first thing we've got to say is that Isabel O'Shea is obviously away because John's been on the drink all night. Queensland bouncing back, please. It'll be another absolute hemorrhage.
Oh, I hope you're right.
You sound crook, Rich.
It's been a long week, Bulldog. I've been in hospital for a couple of days and we've been selling beanies.
Yeah. Are you all right,
Rich?
You all right?
Sorry?
Are you all right? Okay?
Yeah, mate. We'll bounce back. But, I was over your territory Thursday night. The Brookvale girls, I've got to give Shelley and her team at Manly. We deal with a lot of clubs with the beanies, but Shelley and the team at Manly, they were absolutely exceptional. Ran like clockwork and looked after us like we were kings selling the beanies.
Nice.
Yeah, we should. I did want to bring this up, Rich. Obviously, this is an important round for a lot of people, but important for you personally. It's with the passing of your brother, Matt, who was such a wonderful man with brain cancer. And this is a cause that's close to your heart, Rich.
Yeah, wonderful legacy. Look, Mark and Kiralee Hughes and Chris Medeiros and Sharon and all the team at Mark Hughes Foundation do an amazing job. And that's why Matt used his power as the boss of Rugby League at Nine, and he linked with the Mark Hughes Foundation. And it's a wonderful legacy. My little brother Steve and his daughter Faye, they flew out from America. They were selling beanies with us yesterday at Parramatta Stadium. And all my brother Matthew's late friends, they were with us at Brookvale. And yesterday, my daughters, my wife and all our friends. And then my brother Matthew's widow, Anne, and her kids and all her friends are at Penrith on Friday. They'll be down at Wollongong today. Mm-hmm. So go and say hello. $25 a beanie. And we're leading the world. The only way to get to a cure, and with this new institute, the Brain Bank, which is with up at Newcastle now with the Mark Hughes Foundation, $25 million committed. We can really feel that they're on the precipice of a breakthrough with brain cancer. The only way to get there is through research. Research needs funding.
Yeah, no, and let's hope that is the case. And again, Rich, thoughts go out to you. I know it's a tough weekend, but what you and your family and all those people who help you do during this weekend with the Mark Hughes Foundation and Beanies for Brain Cancer is just fantastic. Hey, Rich, yesterday Dino made a rare appearance at the race. He's only got half a meeting, but there are times when there are more important things in life, and the safety of horse and rider is paramount. And by race five, Rich, there was no option for stewards but to abandon the rest of the meeting because there was a section of the track from the 700 to the home turn that was just deluged, waterlogged and unsafe.
We say it all the time, safety's got to come first, Ray. And yeah, look, it just got heavier and heavier and heavier. And I was just down the road from Rose Hill at Parramatta Stadium and Combank Stadium. And
bucketing down there.
Got to give Veronica a rap. She looked after us out there with all the beanies too. But, look, it was torrential. And it was just incredible. And I kept watching all the races on the phone. And I kept saying, that'll be the last one. That'll be the last one. And then Brett Devine from the ATC finally sends the message. That's it. It's all over. We've had five races. And, safety is paramount, and all I'll say is that I hear that he put on a show up there at the Winnie Post restaurant, Ray. He backed a couple of winners, and he was going like a palooka up there. Don't surprise me.
To be truthful, I drove very responsibly because I had to get home to get to bed early to be in here. So I was drinking, actually, Cokes.
That's all right. Hey, Rich, just before I let you go, yesterday was also significant for another reason. Minimum prize money right across all levels of racing in New South Wales was raised on Friday, July 1. So yesterday in Sydney, minimum prize money was $150,000. I can't get my head around that. Just think back 10 years, Rich.
Yeah, it's incredible now. You know, I think a lot of people, when you've owned a horse that's been a Saturday horse, and it's not easy to get one, you look back in the record now, and I've done it with a horse called Bellagio Wind. I keep going, right, now, if he was racing nowadays, on another 20, 30, I said, God, this horse would have won $2 million. It's incredible. There's no doubt about that. And we're improving everything. Infrastructure's coming along. We're just banked up a lot with infrastructure at the moment due to a lot of dramas. But, the prize money levels and the return to participants has been incredible in New South Wales. There's no doubt about that.
Richie, our talk topic today, best and worst food, and I'm basing this on the winning post yesterday, which was delicious. Best and worst food you've ever consumed at a sporting event. Before you go in, though, Ray texts in saying, bring back the peanut sellers. Great days on the SCG Hill where the guys would yell out, get your peanuts shell or sugar-coated.
That's right, yeah.
There used to be a bloke at Brookvale who used to do that, on the hill at Brookvale.
Yeah.
What's your best
rain, hail, or shine, they do it, wouldn't they, Dino? Rain, hail, or shine.
This wasn't for everyone, Bulldog, but beautiful Anne, who's been at the ATC for a long time.
Absolute star.
Used to spawn me with buttered chicken.
Ooh.
At every meeting. And I remember Caroline Searcy saying to me, she said, Rich, how do I get on this bandwagon that you get the spoil? I said to Anne one day, she said, Rich, I'll have two serves next meeting. And Caroline and I used to have the best buttered chicken of all time. The Dubbo Turf Club Bulldog, they've got a caterers from a cafe in town. Outstanding food, the best fresh bread rolls out of Dubbo. So if you want to get down to Dubbo, Canamble have a big meeting a couple of times a year, but the big championship meeting, they have barbecues everywhere. And they don't have, like steaks full of fat. They have rump steaks on their steak sandwiches out of Canamble. I bought a plane just to fly out there to have the steak sandwich out there.
And you're making us hungry, Rich.
And any restaurant that Con Dedes operates, because Con sponsors all of our charity work that we do, Con and Kerry Dedes. So anywhere they operate, the Flying Fish or down at any of the Sydney rowers, anywhere Con Dedes, it's great food.
Yeah, terrific. Hey, Rich, look after that voice. Get better, mate. And thanks as always. Great work this weekend with Beanies for Brain Cancer Round.
Correct.
Congratulations again, Rich. It's great work. And we'll talk next week, mate.
HughesFoundation.com.au. Thanks, Ray.